This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wait a minute, today's not Thursday, today is Friday.
It is, listen. It's Friday.
No, tomorrow's Saturday. Get it right here. Friday, the 9th of September. There it is. There's Friday. I'm Doug Steffen, on duty with Rich McFadden. This is our extended conversation hour, extended, that is, in-depth conversation about some of the stories that have been picked, that we've picked to dig around in a little bit more. Mostly on Friday, we delve into the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week. And as I look through all of the things here that are of interest and import, things that, that sort of intrigue me, I'm not intrigued much by the presidential race, but I do find it interesting. That's number one, which you pretty much all expected. Other things in here include the update on the Iranian cash payment, which stirred the pot a bit, our relationship with Russia, Mr. Copernicus, and his foolishness.
Or Kaepernick.
Him too. Yeah, the summit, the settlement that Fox made with Gretchen Carlson and Greta Van Susteren. That was an interesting go. But you figure this is aimed at the News Talk radio stations, and the News Talk stations mostly are right of center, so people would find this of interest there one way or another. I don't know whether I'm looking at the people in the list, and certainly Gretchen and Greta are on there, but so is Matt Lauer because of his interview, that phony made-up BS that came out of the summit for, what was it, the security summit?
Yeah, the veterans summit, yeah.
Horse manure. Anyway, he took in the chin for some of the ways he had. It's, you know what, it's all theater. That's all this is. They're taking advantage of their ability to put together a broadcast. So they have the facilities, they have the tools, they have the wherewithal. So let's put together a broadcast and come up with some phony way of trying to intrigue people. And so that was it. And both the candidates that are supposedly major candidates participated, but the Gary Johnson presence wasn't. Was the fact that he wasn't there was felt, I thought, anyway. So what else is there this week that people are talking about? Paul Ryan at odds with Donald Trump again. They have certainly disagreed with each other as the race continues. But Ryan reluctantly endorsed Trump, yes. They've been quiet for a while, but now Trump praising Vladimir Putin, saying that he was a better leader than President Obama. Ryan couldn't take that, so here's the story behind that story.
Let me say this about Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is an aggressor that does not share our interests. Vladimir Putin is violating the sovereignty of neighboring countries. It certainly appears that he is conducting in state-sponsored cyber attacks on what appears to be our political system. That is not acting in our interests, and that is an adversarial stance, and he is acting like an adversary.
Well, he is an adversary. But, you know, there's a different sort of thing. I don't consider him to be a great leader at all. I don't consider Trump to be a great leader, potentially, or Mrs. Clinton either. A great leader is someone who listens, learns, and that is learns from his or her mistakes, and moves ahead with strength and abandon. Maybe that, I don't know. Putin seems to be such an egotist. I don't know that he learns from his mistakes particularly well. And so, as you might expect, not only Paul Ryan, but Hillary Clinton blasted Trump for his praise of Vladimir Putin, saying that he failed at proving that he can be commander-in-chief. Okay. So, that's why I don't have these conversations, because they don't go anywhere, right? I mean, under the circumstances.
Trump's a genius here.
What do you know about any of these people that you didn't know before? Trump is a genius. Why do you say Trump is a genius?
Once again, he
gets the headlines.
Yeah, he figures out how to get the headline, and he basically said he is better than we are now. Elect me, and I will be better than they are.
Uh-huh. Well, is it elect me, and I will be like him?
No, I think it's the continuing message of Trump that everybody else is beating us at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Putin is smarter and more and stronger leader than Obama is. Mm-hmm. China is beating us in trade and cyber attacks, and everybody's taking advantage of us. And this is just another case of that.
Mm-hmm.
Hire me, and I will take care of all of this. And he does it in such a way that he gets mass attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. Gets plenty of attention. Does he get votes out of it, though?
That's the question.
Does he get votes? Is it one of those things
that we're counting on? In such a way that it turns people off, too.
Yeah, well, is he counting on getting people who don't know much to vote for him? That's what happened with Obama, certainly 8 years ago, when a lot of young people who didn't really understand the system, know anything about civics, they just liked him because he was black. Okay, let's go vote for the black guy.
Hope and change.
Yeah, right. Yep. That was.
You go, hey, listen, if you really think about it, Putin really has had his way with us for the last 8 years.
Of course he has. Yeah. He's kept drilling and drilling and drilling. And coming
stealing up, and stealing and stealing and
yep.
Taking land.
Yep. All right. The that's enough of that. All right. We'll pause for a moment and then dig into the retirement of David Brown. You don't remember who David Brown is? Well, we'll figure that out. You will know who David Brown is, or you'll remember who David Brown is in just a matter of moments. 13 past the hour.
Get the cool this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
Oh, what?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples filler paper for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30, in store 10 online.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
All right, let's go around the country and pick up some information on various people, personalities like David Brown. David Brown is the name of a tractor. I owned a long time ago on my farm a David Brown tractor. That's not who I'm talking about here. David Brown was the police chief in Dallas through all of the upset of earlier this year. Announced he's retiring, and he spoke publicly about it for the first time yesterday.
Dallas Police Chief David Brown says now is the right time to retire. He spoke publicly today for the first time since making the announcement last week. Brown has served on the force for 33 years. He's been chief for the last six. He says that's twice as long as the national average. He was widely praised for his leadership after the July 7th ambush, but he doesn't want to rest on those laurels. In fact, he says that's been weighing on him heavily.
I want to be a servant. I want to be, you know, on the spot, held accountable for performing. And the idea of some notoriety related to a tragedy making me untouchable was distasteful to me. It is still something that I don't prefer.
Chief Brown says he's weighing options for what to do next, but he's keeping those options private. When he makes his decision, he says he'll let us know. His final day on the job, October 22nd.
All right, so there's something. Traveling to Tipton, Missouri, for the story of why Jesus is no longer welcome in the schools there. No more prayers in the schools there. No more hymns in the schools there. The district decided to cleanse itself of anything remotely affiliated with Christianity after they were bullied by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They even pulled down a giant portrait of Jesus that was displayed in the grade school's library. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is a Wisconsin-based group of pretty much always offended. Richie loves to talk about people who always have a problem.
They're always offended by something.
Somebody's right. So
every day you're going to hear a story where somebody's
atheists,
offended by something.
This is a group of atheists, agnostics, and so-called free thinkers. They fired off a nasty letter to the school board earlier in the month claiming to represent a concerned attendee in the high school awards program there. Students at this high school always concluded their annual awards program with a candlelight ceremony. Teachers and students would circle up and sing, "Blessed be the tie that binds," which is a pretty familiar hymn for most people that go to church. "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred mind is like to that above," etc., etc., etc. So anyway, the atheists didn't like the part about Christian love. The singing of the hymn is on par with other religious practices that have been ruled unconstitutional. And I don't like having religious references in school because I think it's inappropriate, frankly. Those of you who say, "Oh, we're a Christian Judeo country," okay, fine. But this is not. I remember doing all this stuff when I was in school. But it was easier then because people, as Rich just pointed out, weren't always offended by anything and everything. Now somebody's got a gripe about everything, but there are other things you can do in school. If you think this group is outrageous, okay, that's fine. But religion and public life, I do not believe, go together. They don't. There are people, there are so many different divergent views. It isn't that you're offended. I'm not offended. I just don't see any need for it. I have my own spiritual beliefs, and I'm happy to bring them into my own life in my own way. Thank you. I don't want to, there's maybe people that don't believe in some of these things, so why get in their face? 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Wow, sounds like the material girl to me. 23 past the hour, Madonna.
Quite a we went to a concert of hers last year. Wow.
You saw the Rebel Heart tour?
I did.
Wow. Did you like it?
Most of it. I didn't like the beginning of it, but then I liked it after she started getting into some of the hits. The stuff about the Catholic Church is pretty pretty ominous stuff. Madonna and Guy Ritchie, her former husband, have resolved their custody dispute over their son Rocco and figured out where he's supposed to live. The court spokespeople say that the agreement was reached on Wednesday. 16-year-old Rocco Ritchie will continue to live with his father in London. Court-appointed lawyer told a state judge in March that the international and public dispute was causing young Rocco stress. The judge previously had ruled that Rocco ought to return to his mother's custody after he left her tour to live with Ritchie when she was going through England. The new judge urged the couple to reach an agreement on their own, citing privacy concerns for Rocco, and apparently they've done that, so he's going to stay with his father. All right.
This has been a bizarre celebrity story. Yeah. It's this back and forth. That no one really knows why does he wants nothing to do with his mother, and he only wants to live with his dad. Now, I mean, I think it's probably because at 16 you probably want to live with your dad because it's like two bachelors living together, and there's probably not a lot of rules or structure, and Madonna is known for rules and structure.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But the daughter is very tightly, I don't know if control is the right word, but certainly there's a tight influence from her mother.
Yeah. To her credit,
Lourdes, isn't that the name?
Lourdes, yeah. I mean, Lourdes goes to NYU, and she's often with her dad, her dad, Carlos Leon, and he's still friendly with Madonna, apparently, because you see them together all the time. But it's very, to Madonna's credit, she could have raised, like, the worst kid.
All right.
And she didn't.
All right. So, we have that story from Madonna. Now, the other side of the musical spin is from Taylor Swift, the Taylor Swift camp, and Calvin Harris.
Baby, this is what you came for.
He's a producer more than he's not a he's a disc jockey and
he's
producer,
a DJ.
Right?
He's a, yeah.
So
DJ
they had a
producer.
Relationship for a while. He has broken his silence on the split. He kept things private and out of the press for a few months following his breakup, which was pretty public from this lady who I think either has a problem or is a problem, one or the other. That is that a guy's looking at this, a guy's point of view?
Well,
he just
I don't
broke
know.
Up with this guy Hiddleston the other day. Been with him for a couple of months.
You know, I think her problem, if I was her friend, I would say, calm down, girl. Because as soon as she starts dating someone, she's flying around the world with them. She met his family in England.
She's out, like, night she's done with one guy, and the next night she's with a new guy.
Yeah. I mean, these relationships that she's in, they burn out so fast. I mean, after 2 to 3 months, when you're in your mid-20s, that shouldn't be happening. That's like high school and college.
Yeah. When it ended, all hell broke loose, Harris said. Let's see here. They split in June, and then she jumped right into the deal with Hiddleston, and now it's September, and she's out with him.
What's the longest-term relationship she's ever had? A year?
This, I think, with Calvin Harris was just over a year.
Mm-hmm.
That was that's the longest.
And how many documented boyfriends has she had?
Oh, too many to name.
For both of us, it was the wrong situation, he said. It clearly wasn't right, so it ended, but all the stuff that happened afterwards, very difficult when something you consider so personal plays out in such a public way. The aftermath of the relationship was way more heavily publicized than the relationship itself, he said. When we were together, we were careful for it not to be a media circus, but then it became that after. He says, I'm not good at being a celebrity. All right, so there's that story. Now public, 28 past the hour.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-643-2848.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-643-2848. That's 1-800-643-2848.
Today's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
About 34 after the hour, Friday, examining the overview from Talkers Magazine of the hot hits in talk radio this past week. I'm Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden. So one of the big controversies continuing is the status of our immigration policy, the continuing focus from Donald Trump. Mrs. Clinton decided not to go to Mexico. I guess she was invited. Donald Trump did go. And what happens when you put the focus, the spotlight, if you will, on this program and this problem, is that we stir the pot and find stories of people like Nicodemo Correa Gonzalez. Mr. Gonzalez faces 6 charges of aggravated sexual assault and kidnapping. This is a horrible story no matter how you look at it. Mr. Gonzalez admitted that he picked up prostitutes and beat them because he was angry with them. He's being held without bond. But the real problem here is that the people at ICE admitted that this guy has been arrested for the same thing 6 times and has been deported 6 times.
Ugh.
He was arrested again last month, and the story popped up in Austin, Texas, where he was on trial. He illegally immigrated to this country 6 times, and each time has been caught sexually abusing women. He came back each time to do the same thing that he'd gotten away with before. He's never faced prosecution. He's never faced jail time. He's just been deported. And as all of us know, when you get deported, it is a challenge. It's almost a game. How do we get back again? How do we find ourselves? He's been deported 5 times and he's still here.
They ought to put a tracker on this guy.
He's
obviously got a path into the country where nobody even looks at him.
Right.
They should find out how he's doing it.
But why is this stuff going on? And that's where Trump gets,
that's where he gets my attention.
He gets my attention when you see stuff like this. This is what gets my attention. The first time he got himself deported.
Trump was talking about.
He's
not talking about all Mexicans.
No.
He's talking about this guy and the ones like him.
5 times deported. The first time he came in here, he got himself deported for the same thing he got himself deported for. The 5th time, the 2nd time, the 3rd time. And he's still back here. I guess you can give him points for being determined. But when is the dance over? The guy should be in jail here, and they should have thrown away the key. Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Why should we have to pay to house this guy?
Well, send him back to Mexico.
Why can't we send him back to Mexico, and they put him in jail?
Because he didn't do anything wrong in Mexico. He did it here.
Well, you know what? Build the wall, then.
Okay, well, but this is what gives the people who want to build the wall, this is what gives them their starch. And, you know, I see things like this, and I want there to be an end to this. How many criminal acts by illegal immigrants? Don't give me this baloney about, oh, well, you're being unfair to them. I have this conversation with people in my family from time to time. We separate the wheat from the chaff, of course. Yeah. There are plenty of people who are here that do a lot of good. The unfortunate thing is that they don't come here and do it the right way. And that's my beef. With it, do it the right way.
Most of the ones that do good are the ones who come the right way.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the ones who sneak over aren't some good people and do great things, but...
6 times this guy.
You know, and...
He's done the same thing.
Here's my thing. Mexico knows that this guy is coming across.
Yeah.
And they are just happy for him to be here instead of there.
Yeah.
And they know that other people like him are coming across, mm-hmm. and they don't want the wall... Because they want to be able to get rid of people like this.
Yeah.
And have us have to deal with them and not them.
Man. Okay. Wells Fargo, as the week comes to a close, one of the top 5 banks, good bank not to do business with as far as I'm concerned. Do we have them as advertisers this week, Richie? I don't know.
I don't think so this week, no.
Okay. This bank has been hit with a $185 million penalty for secretly opening millions of unauthorized deposit and credit card accounts. Employees of Wells Fargo boosted their sales figures by covertly opening accounts and funding them by transferring money from customers' authorized accounts without permission into accounts that they didn't have any permission to put money in. Wow, this is quite a scam. Listen to this. Employees of Wells Fargo have opened 2 million deposit and credit card accounts that were not authorized by people who were bank customers. Many of the transfers ran up fees or other charges for the customers, even as they helped employees make their incentive goals. This is why they did it. The incentive, Wells Fargo says, you open up more accounts, you get paid more money. So, thousands of the employees figured out it was a club. They figured out how to use names and personal information to create new checking accounts, new credit card accounts. That's how they inflated their sales figures. The bank agreed to pay full restitution to all the victims and a $100 million fine to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau of the federal government. So what are they going to do with the money? That's, I always want to, when they collect these huge fines,
right,
we all ask the same question, where's the money going? What are they doing with this money? But can you imagine this? How easy or obvious this must have been for these people to do this. And one wonders if they did it there, if there are these incentives at other banks, they're doing the same thing, taking your information, creating new accounts, putting some of your money into them, and then what happens if you want your money? Well, there must be some way of red flagging it so they can move the money back over into the account and get it out. But somehow they tripped up. So Wells Fargo is paying a $35 million penalty to the Office of Comptroller of the Currency, $50 million to the County of Los Angeles, because much of this happened there. And yesterday they shut down 5,300 accounts and fired 5,000 employees and managers. So,
Wells Fargo is the real victim here, because they paid commissions to these people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the people that the people whose money was used and information was used,
and then
they
their
money back. Yeah, right. Yep. It's actually fairly creative. Pretty illegal, but fairly creative.
Thieves usually are pretty creative.
Yeah, right. All right, 42 past the hour. We're visited by my friend and yours, Uri Geller, in a motivational way. How to say yes. We'll talk to Uri about saying yes in a few moments here. This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Get the cool this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Five past the hour, we were having problems getting to Uri in Israel. So in the meantime, we'll talk about another sort of travel story. The first NASA Explorer of its kind took off last night on a 7-year quest chasing after a big black unexplored asteroid to gather information, to actually gather a couple of handfuls of gravel and then bring them back to Earth. I met the fellow who was the captain of this ship, and at first when you hear that described, you think the captain of the ship is going to be on the rocket ship to go out there and do this, and that's not the case. This fellow is sitting in what amounts to a big studio in Texas. So what they're looking to do, I'll explain how that works in a second. These are bite-sized bits of ancient space rock from an asteroid that we can't see, but they're aiming for it. They're going to land on it. This is what's so phenomenal about this. They know where it is, but we can't see it. It's the marvel of modern technology. So there were a lot of people that were gathered last night to watch the launch of OSIRIS-REx. It looks something like a bird, has solar wings. It was on top of an Atlas V rocket, which took off. It's about sunset last night. The principal scientist is Dante Loretta of the University of Arizona. This is a round trip. I wonder, Uri, we did find Uri. Uri, when you see or hear of these flights that are taking off and going, this particular rocket is not manned. It's being controlled by people on the ground, going to an asteroid that we can't even see. What do you think about the ability of mankind to figure things out? Isn't it amazing what people can do with their minds?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, Doug, we'll have to build these type of rockets, unmanned rockets, because our planet Earth is in danger from different meteorites that are hurling towards us. And many of our brilliant minds sometimes cannot detect these objects that are coming towards Earth. Now, God forbid, if a big piece of, let's talk about a huge piece of meteorite, hits our planet, that is like 10 or maybe even 100 atomic bombs exploding. So we'll have to be prepared to disintegrate these type of threats, and I'm all for it.
Well, when you think about what we're... Yeah, I mean, I think there are two stories here. I think you got one side of it in that we need to figure out where to go because we made a mess of things here. And the other is what man is possible, is capable of doing, what's possible with the human mind to figure this stuff out. And you have done a lot through your career to motivate people to be able to do things like this.
Well, I always say the impossible is possible if you only believe. And that is it. So, you know, you and I have been believers since our childhood.
Well, yeah.
And we've achieved certain things that we didn't believe we can achieve. And look where you are, look where I am, and our listeners can do the same.
The hardest thing, this is understanding what the universe is all about in so many different ways. The universe supports you, that is the philosophical universe, to do big things in the real universe. I think that's the way to look at it. Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Check out his website.
Hey, Town Attorney Spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Kreidler, I challenge you to spell his name correctly. K-R-A-E-U-T-L-E-R.
Every time I go to email him, I'm like, oh, right.
Alphabetical order, A-E-U.
A-E-U, but, you know, if he really was a good upstanding American, he'd change his last name.
Yeah, Smith.
Or at least
I'd
spell it.
Smith.
K-R-I-G-H. Kreidler, K-R-I-G-H. Kreitler.
You should see my junk mail. It comes in C-R-K-R, all kinds of crazy.
All right, so we have questions from listeners. However, yours truly has a question, a very important question, that will focus on what's lurking in your sofa and my sofa. Recently, I saw this after just buying a couple of sofas a couple of days ago that were slightly used. Mm-hmm. I wondered to myself, even though they came from an expensive shop, they have, we'll find out in just a second, boys and girls. Tom Kreidler, host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, is here exclusively on this program to tell you what to do with your, with what's lurking in your sofa.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Pressing for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone. That's tough. They all sound great. I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right, so Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is here. You can check out what goes on at the Money Pit by going to MoneyPit.com. There are harmful chemicals lurking in your sofa. If you bought a sofa before 2015, there's a pretty good chance that the manufacturer treated the cushion with toxic flame retardant, which is linked to cancer and also hormone disruption. Became a health concern in California, so they passed legislation, Tommy, stating that if flame retardant chemicals are used in furniture, it has to say so on the label. So I'm going to go down and look at the label. I don't know if that's what I'm... I was being moderately facetious because I did buy some stuff for the living room, and it was from a very fancy secondhand place. And my gay guy friends went there and said, look, this is safe, and this is good, and go buy this and that.
It's approved, huh?
So that's what, yeah, exactly. But I can see where, I mean, this is the same as the chemicals, or the worry, it would seem to me, is the same as having wall-to-wall carpeting, which is anathema.
I agree. I think that when you have carpeting, when you have new furniture, new cabinetry, there's always going to be some level of off-gassing. That's why it's a good idea to never, you know, just take that right in your house and unwrap all of the plastic and just kind of like let it sit there, unless it's, right, you know, the weather is such now that you can leave the doors and windows open and let it kind of air out for a few days. I don't never think it's a bad idea to let that happen. And certainly California is always way ahead of the game in passing legislation on anything that's potentially harmful. I always wonder whether or not, you know, the concentrations that come off of this are those that are really associated with actually causing a disease, as opposed to, yeah, if you live with this stuff 24/7 and, you know, had your head in the barrel, maybe you could get sick. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't be cautious about it. And like I said, airing these things out.
All right, so I know.
Like furniture is not a bad idea.
I'm now safe because I just looked at the national brands that do not use these retardants in their furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley Furniture, City Furniture, Ethan Allen, which that's these couches are Ethan Allen couches, Endicott Home, IKEA, Mitchell Gold, Bob Williams, Roger,
all
Chris Furniture.
Do not
use flame retardants in their furniture.
Yeah, but that's for brand new stuff, so you don't know how old those couches are that you're looking at.
They're a year old.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I would still check the label just to be safe.
Right. It came from gas masks.
You should wear gas masks.
The good news is they don't use the flame retardant. The bad news is they're kindling.
Right.
Yeah. Get your marshmallows out.
There you go. All right, well, that was very helpful. All those of you who are worried about chemicals in your sofa, Tommy the K has straightened that out for you. Tom Kreidler from the National Syndicated Home Improvement Show, The Money Pit. Check it every weekend. MoneyPit.com is the website.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.